President Salva Kiir's advisor Tut Galwag and his delegation, composed of senior South Sudanese government officials, arrived in Khartoum Sunday afternoon. The group was received at Khartoum International Airport by a member of Sudan's Sovereign Council, General Shamsuddin Al-Kabashi. Speaking to reporters at the airport, Galwag said the delegation is in Khartoum to follow up on the status of the implementation of the Juba Peace Agreement. The deal was signed between the Sudanese authorities and various armed groups under the umbrella of Sudan Revolutionary Front. Galwag says the South Sudanese government and the people remain concerned about the political situation in Sudan, and says that there is a need for urgent political settlement among different forces to save the country and to put back in place a proper government structure.
We came to assess bilateral issues between the two countries, including the peace implementation of the two countries. Our president would also like to know the current political situation in Sudan. We want to see that there is an inclusive Sudanese-to-Sudanese dialogue. It is important to see all parties reach a political consensus because we are concerned about the stability in Sudan.
President Salva Kiir mediated and hosted talks between the Sudanese government and an umbrella of nine armed groups known as Sudan Revolutionary Front. The two parties agreed and signed what is known as the Juba Peace Agreement in October 2020. Galwag played a key role in bringing the parties together as a chief negotiator. He says they are also in Khartoum to brief Sudanese authorities about the progress made about the peace implementation process in South Sudan. He says President Kiir has invited Al-Burhan to attend the ceremony of the graduation of unified forces as required by the River Talais peace deal. But Galwag could not disclose the date for the graduation.
We have extended the period of the South Sudan peace agreement, and we are about to graduate the first batch of these unified forces. We are here to deliver the invitation letter to the head of the Sovereign Council, Al-Burhan, who is also the current chair of IGAD and as one of the guarantors of the implementation of the South Sudan's peace agreement.
Last month, South Sudanese partners in the transitional government agreed to extend the period of the River Talais agreement for another 24 months to allow other provisions to be implemented. Galwag and his delegation members are expected to meet with the various Sudanese political parties and the trilateral mechanism of the UN, African Union and IGAD to acquaint themselves with the implementation of the political settlement in the country. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.